This is the American Cheers, Jeers, and Tears podcast. I am Pierre Kandorfer in California City, California, at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. This is the episode number 17, conflicts and how we can resolve them. As much as we hate experiencing conflicts, you must admit that they are a normal part of our relationships. We can't agree on everything, and avoiding conflicts hurts both sides more than it is able to help. The smart way to deal with conflicts is not to circumvent them, but to resolve them in a rational way. Conflicts arise from differences you have with other people. They occur whenever people disagree over their values, motivations, perceptions, ideas, or desires. In particular, in personal relationships, each standpoint deserves respect and honest consideration. Any lack of understanding of each other's standpoints can result in vicious arguments, distancing, and even breakups. At your workplace, major differences can result in lost business deals, decreased profits, and lost jobs. We all experience conflicts. The only question is how we deal with them without hurting ourselves, our undertakings, or others. Let's reflect on the problem. We must be aware of the fact that conflicts are more than just occasional disagreements. They are often a threat to both sides. When ignored, conflicts worsen over time and can endanger our well-being. We often make the mistake that we respond to conflicts only on the basis of our perception, not objective facts. Our assessment is based on our own experience, culture, values, and beliefs. Conflicts always trigger strong emotions and stress. If you can't manage them, you can't resolve the problem. At the same time, conflicts are also opportunities for personal growth, re-establishing relationship, and building trust. Your ability to resolve conflicts depends heavily on your attitude. Ask yourself, can I manage stress quickly by remaining alert and calm? Can I control my emotions and behavior? Can I pay attention to other person's feelings and arguments? Can I respect my opponent and our differences? If you have serious problems with that, you must start practicing two skills: quick stress relieving relieving emotions. You have to make a decision. Do you want to press on your gas pedal, your brakes, or both at the same time? Try do the following. Be aware of your own feelings. Communicate your message clearly. Read your other person's message verbally and by observing their face expression. Try to understand what your opponent is actually meaning to express. Be aware that such problems require a lot of time and patience. Any one-sided solution of a conflict is virtually no resolution at all. Both you and your opponent must find a way to live with the results of the dispute. This is mostly much more difficult than said. However, there are proven techniques how to find the necessary common ground. First of all, acknowledge that difficult problems exist and only a fair, unmistakable communication can lead to a resolution. It is very important that you clearly define your problem. Sometimes people are arguing about different things without actively recognizing it. Then let the opposing people express their facts and feelings. Determine the underlying need you both have. It is not about who is right or who is wrong. It is mostly about each other's needs. Look at the needs first. They might lead to a faster solution. It is very advisable to search for some commonalities, little things you can agree upon. You may agree on specific problems, procedures, fears, or experiences you both have. Search for solutions you both are able to live with. Try to generate multiple alternatives and actions you both can agree upon. Decide together how to monitor and follow up on your actions. Try to define how to deal with the problem if the solution fails or no resolution can be found. Determine whether an outside facilitator could be helpful. It is essential that you focus on a solution and not winning the fight. Additionally, try to pay attention to the present instead of history. If fights are absolutely unavoidable, pick your battles and be also willing to forgive. If the entire disagreement leads to nowhere, be prepared to let it go. Do your best, but don't bang your head against the wall. You can find extensive information about this topic in my book, Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind, available as a paperback for just $8.95 or ebook for only $2.95 on Amazon. You can find the link at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Thank you very much for your attention. Take care until the next time. I am Pierre Kandorfer at nevergiveupyourdream.us. Have a nice day. Since you are listening to my podcast, you are probably also interested in some of my books with topics close to my heart. They all reflect my attitude: fighting for life, truth, liberty, pursuit of happiness, and the American dream. Here are some of the book titles: Good, Kind, and Happy, Open Secret to Our Life; Find Peace of Mind or Lose Your Mind; You Don't Know Who You Really Are, Discover Your True Self; No More Doubt, Science Confirms the Bible; Idiots from Hell, Defying Lunatics Among Us; Endgame, When Truth Doesn't Matter Anymore; Whom Can We Still Trust? Find Out Before It's Too Late; Liberals Hijacking America; Fight Back Manual, Last Bad Strategy for Survival of the Western Civilization. All books are available on Amazon at just $8.95 for a paperback and only $2.95 as an ebook. You can find complete information and the link at my website, nevergiveupyourdream.us. nevergiveupyourdream.us.